In case you hadn't noticed, it's Friday the 13th, and Jason is nowhere in sight, at least in movie theaters. But if you're headed to the flicks this weekend, you'll still find wizards, kidnappers, even a raunchy radio host. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon to tell us what the critics are saying about this weekend's new releases, It's Slate's Summary Judgment.
Roland Joffe, who has made such politically charged epics like The Killing Fields and The Mission, has decided a really violent horror film was missing from his resume, and so we now have Captivity, the latest in a long bloody line of the so-called torture porn flicks that have invaded the multiplexes. Alicia Cuthbert plays a young celebrity who is abducted off the streets and held against her will in a house of terror.
What bad things happen to good people, you ask?
There was no advanced screening of Captivity for the U.S. media, but the film has already opened in England, with the U.K. critics turning up their noses at the whole affair. The Guardian frowns, a very sorry and unthrilling piece of nastiness. The Daily Telegraph sneers, one of the daftest, dullest films I've seen in ages. And the BBC warns, a grubby, exploitative film. Back in the 1960s, a raunchy, witty radio and TV host took the Washington, D.C. area by storm. Petey Green pushed the racial envelope whenever he could, and Don Cheadle stars as the ex-con who made himself a radio legend in Talk to Me.
You see, I've always had a special gift, P.O.P., pissed off people. Sometimes I feel like I should have a Ph.D. in P.O.P.
The critics applaud Talk to Me. A rowdy, richly offbeat biopic, cheers Entertainment Weekly. The Chicago Tribune shouts, a great subject and a great actor working in tandem. And the New York Times smiles, it offers uplift without phoniness, history without undue didacticism, and a fair number of funny, dirty jokes. And for all you muggles out there, that young wizard is back for his fifth year at Hogwarts in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Plus, the film opened with $44.8 million, which is the best single-day gross ever for a movie on a Wednesday. Do you like how they break this stuff down? On a Wednesday. But not a cloudy Wednesday. Spider-Man 2 still holds the cloudy Wednesday record.
There's nothing in here about using defensive spells.
Using spells? Well, I can't imagine why you would need to use spells in my classroom.
We're not going to use magic.
You will be learning about defensive spells in a secure, risk-free way.
Well, what use is that? If we're going to be attacked, it won't be risk-free.
Students will raise their hands when they speak in my class.
Not that it matters, but the critics are under Harry's spell as well. Time magazine raves, not just a ripping yarn, but a powerful coming-of-age story. The Miami Herald bubbles, genuinely engrossing, and the New York Daily News calls it the best Harry Potter film yet. Boy, I remember my fifth year of wizard school. I was living off campus by then. My grades were suffering because I was hooked on the Eye of the Newt pretty darn bad. But my shape-shifting professor got me in rehab, and I graduated with honors in casting spells and communication arts.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and claims he's a rehabilitated wizard living in Los Angeles.